Here's a thought about Oliver Galliani's passion. I've talked about Oliver many times. He was such a terrific photographer, such a terrific friend, such a terrific champion for photography. I guess I'm just missing him these days, but Oliver had a real important lesson, I think, to offer to all of us that I'd like to share here. I was visiting him once down at his home in South San Francisco, and he had actually invited me to spend the night, and I was doing an interview of him for Lenswork. And in the course of conversation, after we had done the interview, he said something about Brahms, Johannes Brahms, the composer, and asked me, did I enjoy Brahms? And I had to confess, I had never heard Brahms that I was conscious of. Probably somewhere along the line I had, like most classical music, sometimes it's in the backgrounds of movies and those kinds of things. But I never sat down and just listened to Brahms. And he said, oh, end of conversation, we have to listen to Brahms' Fourth Symphony. So he walked over to his stereo system, pulled out a vinyl LP, and fired it up. And we listened to the entire Fourth Symphony. Without a word, without a break, straight through. It was absolutely marvelous. And what I did during that time when we were listening was simply watch Oliver. And the passion that he had for this piece of music was clearly obvious. And when it was all done and we were ready to have conversation again, he turned to me and he said, I wish I could do that in photography. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, this piece of music is the expression that I wish I could encapsulate in a photograph. But of course, photography is different. But that's why there's music and that's why there's photography. I've never forgotten his comments and his passion for music. He showed me that one could be passionate about art and passionate about life without necessarily having it directed towards our medium, photography. He had passion for all kinds of media. He loved painting. He loved poetry. He actually read a couple of poems that were his favorites. We got to talking about other media that he appreciated. And I thought it was a great lesson that passion is something that is never restricted to one medium or one individual or one kind of work. Once you develop the sensitivity to be aware of and appreciate art, it probably opens up all kinds of doors to all kinds of media. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Thanks, Oliver.